Neither my dog Buck nor me had ever been more than a day's hike from Boon before, so I didn't realize we were approaching Dunad. There was a group of about a dozen of us by now, folks coming together on the road as we got closer to the capital, and some of the others had been here before. Dame Carol lived in Dunad, as a matter of fact. She was in her 50s and had been making a pilgrimage to religious sites with 6 people. 6 servants, I suppose, though one was a priest and Duncan was a man at arms. A rich woman might want protection anywhere on the road, but from what Duncan had said to me, they hadn't gone far enough out from Dunad that trouble was likely. Duncan pointed to the trees on the right side of the road and said,
"See how the waste changes. It's gotten reddish, you see. We're near Dunad."
"I see something," I said. I didn't see red. It was all sort of gray, green, brown. What to me had been medium-sized, broad-leafed trees for at least the past 10 days, however, was now brush that mostly wasn't as tall as I was.
"I wouldn't have known what it meant, though."
Folks didn't see the waste the same way, probably because there was nothing really there. Everything you see on the road, and the road itself, I guess, is in your mind. That doesn't mean that it isn't real, but everybody has a different reality. Buck whined. He was feeling something different, too. It made him jumpy, or maybe he was feeling me be jumpy. I was going to Dunad to join John's company of champions. Boon is a nice place, but it's a long way from most everything. Except for not here, which is long past times spread over Boon too. Not here still wasn't very far away. If you haven't been anywhere but Boon, then you know you're going to be over your head in any real town. I sure did, anyway. Going to Dunad, the leader's capital, couldn't make me any more lost than I'd have been in some place smaller, and this is where I had to become a champion. George was a farmer on a place called Wimberley. He must have been doing well because he was traveling to Dunad just to see the place. He'd brought his daughter Mercy along, calling her Mike and dressing her in boys' clothes. Mercy was 14 and well-grown, despite the loose clothing. I guess George was afraid of what the men they met on the road might do to his daughter, but the truth is that Mercy was way ready to be done to. I don't figure it had been any different when she was back on Wimberley. For myself, I called her Mike in public, and after the first time, I saw to it that she never got me alone again. It seemed to me that Dame Carol knew that Mike was a girl too, and that she was a lot more interested in Mercy than I was. I didn't like to think about that. Carol was so old, for one thing, but it was none of my business. On Boon, we keep ourselves pretty much to ourselves. Besides being the way I'd been raised, it seemed like a good way to be. You don't need an animal to walk the road. You can wear polarized filters. I've seen good ones of mica, though a maker of any skill can build better ones out of raw sand. Seeing through an animal's eyes works a lot better, though, and most people can manage the trick even if they don't know the animal real well.